RNZ Pacific, kia rana, I'm Moratuila Epitela with a bulletin of news. The Pacific Conference of Churches questions whether Australia has the Pacific region's best interests at heart with its new security alliance with the UK and US. The AUKUS pact, announced by the leaders of Australia, the UK and US, is focused on developing nuclear-powered submarines for the Australian Navy. Pacific Conference of Churches General Secretary James Bagwan says that this move is a serious concern for the Pacific region, which lives with the legacy of nuclear testing. Reverend Bagwan questions how AUKUS stacks up with Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison's earlier claims that Pacific Island countries are vuvale, or family.
This is our Pacific way. Sometimes we don't agree, but we always act in the best interest. We always come and support one another. This is not Australia acting in the best interest of the rest of its Pacific vuvale.
The new regional security pact has caught the Federated States of Micronesia by surprise. In a statement, the Micronesian government, which has close ties with the US, says while the move caught it by surprise, it has faith in its partners.
It can be safely assumed that the United States and Australia are making security decisions with the best interests of the Pacific in mind. That said, this news is a surprise. Micronesia is confident this decision makes our country safer, but Micronesia also looks forward to learning more about how precisely that is the case.
French Polynesia is evacuating 12 people to Paris for medical help as the COVID-19 pandemic continues to claim lives in the French territory. 50 people are in intensive care, and this is why the state has chartered an aircraft to fly a dozen patients to France. Another 2 people have died in the past day and 167 hospitalised. This takes the death toll in French Polynesia to 585 since COVID-19 first hit. Meanwhile, in New Caledonia, the pandemic is worsening. There has been another death in the past day, taking the death toll to 7. New Caledonia has 2,386 active cases, with 161 people in hospital. In Fiji, the deaths of 21 people with COVID-19 are being investigated. There were 132 new cases of COVID-19 reported last night. It brings the total number in the Delta outbreak to 12,834. The Health Ministry also confirmed 3 deaths, taking the death toll to 547. And children aged between 15 and 17 years will be able to receive the COVID-19 vaccine in Fiji. The government says the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines will be used in the rollout that begins on Monday. Health Secretary James Fong says unlike the workforce, vaccination for children will only be conducted with the consent of parents or guardians. Dr. Fong says these children, mostly in secondary school, and some of them are nearing the end of their secondary education. According to the Education Ministry, 26% of students over 18 years are fully vaccinated, while 30% have only had their first jab. Fully vaccinated travellers from green list countries can travel throughout Fiji after spending 5 days within a travel safe area and clearing a COVID-19 test. Prime Minister Frank Bainimarama has outlined his government's plans for quarantine-free travel with the world when Fiji's borders reopen in November. Mr. Bainimarama says the green list countries include those with similar high vaccination and low test positivity rates to Fiji. They are New Zealand, Australia, Japan, Canada, South Korea, Singapore and parts of the United States.
We will be establishing mutually recognized vaccine protocol agreements with these governments, which essentially shows that we are comfortable with their levels of vaccine coverage and that we can rely on the vaccine status of their travels, and vice versa, that Fijians can prove their vaccine status when travelling abroad.
Frank Bainimarama says travellers must also register a negative COVID test within 72 hours before their departure to Fiji. An air of harmony has finally settled over Samoa's politicians. As the members of the opposition HRPP were sworn in yesterday, more than 5 months after their elections. The MPs were in Parliament yesterday morning for the first time this week at the direction of the Supreme Court, which ruled on Thursday the Speaker could not continue to stop them from taking their rightful places. The MPs hugged and embraced and were sworn in. Our correspondent in Apia, Otangawaya Tipi Otangawaya, says there are critical issues their former Prime Minister Tuila Epasatlele Malielengoi and his HRPP members want to raise.
Especially the $1 million allocated for each of the 51 constituency. It's a new move by a new government to have that in the budget, and Tuila Epa and his team will have a go.
Otangawaya says Parliament was adjourned to resume on Monday when the opposition will have their say about the budget. More than 360 Cook Islanders are stranded in New Zealand since the latest COVID-19 lockdown began 5 weeks ago. The Cook Islands High Commissioner in Wellington has set up a database for the stranded travellers and is doing regular checks on their well-being. Her Excellency Liz Rides-Koteka says they've noticed morale levels starting to drop.
Many of these people were not supposed to be here for this long, so obviously they had only budgeted for the time that they had anticipated to be in New Zealand. So the longer it takes for them to return home, the more pressure it is on their ability to meet their needs while they are in New Zealand.
Liz Rides-Koteka says repatriation flights from Auckland to Rarotonga will be able to start once lockdown goes to alert level 2 in Auckland. Taiwan's economy minister has expressed concern about China's application to join the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal and says it hopes that this does not affect Taiwan's application. China has sought to join the free trade agreement in a letter to New Zealand's trade minister, Damien O'Connor. The Taiwan economy minister, Wang Meihua, has told reporters in Taipei that China's application was sudden. She says many of China's recent policies ran contrary to the principles of a free economy and lack transparency, such as its imposition of import bans with no reason. China claims Taiwan as its own territory, but Taiwan, a democracy, identifies itself as a country. An Auckland doctor is pleased vaccination buses are finally rolling ahead and wishes this happened sooner. A fleet of 6 buses are now being sent to Auckland suburbs, where vaccination numbers are low and where communities find it hard to access services. South Auckland GP Api Talimatonga says the buses will boost vaccination rates for Pacific people.
My thing about Auckland is this is what the community's been saying for a while, and I know it's no point looking back, but I wish we had done this sooner.
He says now the focus will shift to vaccinating the younger population. In sport, Moana Pacifica has signed a bulk of its players ahead of their debut season in the 2022 Super Rugby Pacific competition. The Auckland-based franchise was granted an unconditional license in July, with the 12-team competition format confirmed last month. Moana Pacifica's interim chief executive, Palenato Sakalia, says that the debut team were originally scheduled to assemble next month, but with New Zealand's provincial competition being extended to the end of November, the team are now looking to commence their pre-season training in mid-December.
Essentially, from a Moana Pacifica, from an assembling point of view, you lose between 4 to 6 weeks, but that's just something, you know, that's COVID, right? You know, that's just the way it is. You just got to adjust.
Palenato Sakalia says 30 out of 38 contracts are expected to be signed by the end of this week, with 8 further spots still to be filled. He says standby players have, however, been identified. New Zealand has abandoned its one-day international series against Pakistan, citing unspecified security concerns. The BBC's Shumailia Jeffrey has this reaction from Islamabad.
It came as a very upsetting development for millions of cricket lovers in Pakistan who were so looking forward and very excited about this series. But just minutes before the first one-day match between New Zealand and Pakistan, the news came that the New Zealand team has declined to play. And this news was confirmed by the Pakistan Cricket Board, which said that they had assured the New Zealand team that they had made foolproof security arrangements, and also that Pakistan's Prime Minister Imran Khan, who himself is a famed axe cricketer, spoke to the New Zealand Prime Minister and assured her that Pakistan has one of the best intelligence systems in the world. But it seems that he was not able to persuade the New Zealand Prime Minister.
And that's the latest news from RNZ Pacific. For more on our stories, go to our website, rnzi.com.